Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh. Allah. Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. That is chapter 7, verse 39 already. And that M. period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. Lake City Radio on Blog Talk. Hey, if you're listening there, feel free to call 646-478-0944 like the 21640 number did. I'm giving you three quick disclaimers. That way you know what's going on. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pens, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk. Nope, don't do that. Or Varsity. Just feel free to call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, you can always call back and press one. I'm going to give you a top 10, just a top 10 in music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. And we'll do it like this. Number 10, none other than Black House Sounds. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, wow. Friday, 9:30 p.m. Queen Standard Time to midnight. Facebook, you can go to Facebook and look up Word of Mouth featuring Eric Wilson. $8 at the Temple of Passion. 29237, Euclid Avenue, Wickliffe, Ohio, 44092. Also, as I look at the number 7 spot, you can see that it's Facebook, Speak Up, Open Mic, Poetry Slam. So on Facebook, it's Speak Up, Open Mic, / Poetry Slam, Cleveland State University, Black Studies Department, room number 137. That's this Friday, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Free food, 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester, Euclid Avenue. Number 6, the debut. Eric Wilson had his video shoot for Countdown yesterday. So that's at the number 5 spot. The number 6 spot was Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, number 196. More on that in just a little while. So that's number 6, Eric Wilson. Number 5. Number 4 was Aaron Malik's College Dropout Showcase at the Odeon last Saturday. Number 3, the Hip Hop Homecoming at Tri-C Metro last Thursday. They had free food, hip hop, summer of course, the Dream Committee won the Lyrics Challenge. Wilson was the host. Number 2, the debut of the Ingenuity Festival last Friday, Saturday, and even yesterday. Some artists like Malik X, Kim Ra, The Dreamers, Urban Joe Coffee stood out. Danielle was there, Elijah. It was located at 54th and Hamilton this year. Number 1, the debut at number 1, the National Action Network Midwest Conference. More on that in just a little while. Before I go to any of the phone callers, as I look at the 216-543, you know something? I really appreciate the people who take the time to call in, because if it wasn't for you all, well, we wouldn't have a program. So with that being said, before I do anything else and check out with what's going on, I want to let people know, before I go to the first phone caller, that you had the 2018 Midwest Regional Conference. It was held at the Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, 1161 East 105. And some of the things that happened, well, they were supposed to have, they did feed people on that Thursday. We'll stick with Thursday. They fed them breakfast, a nice dinner, but they were supposed to have a gubernatorial town hall discussion. And what happened was, even though they talked to Marcia McCoy, the president of the National Action Network, neither one of them showed up, nor Cordray or DeWine. Turned it down. Looks like they had disdain for the community. But last Thursday, you had Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Black Man Army, Carl Stokes Brigade, Rondé the Prophecy, Marcia McCoy, Elder Goodrum, Minister Pitts, Myra Simmons, Tony Fruit Show, Larry Gardner, Jay Price from VoiceOfRadio.com's Headlines and Headaches, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Mickey Smith, Peace in the Hood, Silver BB, well, you know, the Entertainment Royalty Roundtable, also on VoiceOfRadio.com. Team Corrigan for Cuyahoga County Prosecutor was there. Beverly Goldstein for District 11 Congress showed, but opponents such as Armand Budish, County Executive, Marsha Fudge, didn't even think to be there. Nikki Smith definitely was there. The Hug Lady Ministries, Euclid NAACP, they were recognized by Marcia McCoy. Like I said, it's very interesting because it was no Mayor Frank G. Jackson showing. The only one from Cleveland City Council was Kevin Conwell, the only sitting council person who showed up, which was a way to connect and push with your constituents, especially the black ones. Former City Councilman Eugene Miller showed, but he doesn't count because he's not the current council person at the time. He has no seat. Reverend Al Sharpton spoke about not voting the party, but the person who represents your best interests. Also, he started out his talk and thanked Black Man's Army for security purposes only and gave us credit for keeping them safe. And the National Action Network local chapter definitely made Reverend Sharpton take BMA. But I respect him because he goes to a lot of places to speak with no guards. And his reasons are, A, bodyguards didn't save Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X, and he is right. He also spoke on nothing holding our people back. Black Man's Army did a 12-hour shift, and honestly, you have to have a certain mindset to do security. You have to be willing to take a bullet for Al Sharpton, or even the guests who are there without running away or just hitting the floor, which a lot of you won't even get in front of a thrown tomato. Anyway, I also want to point out that on that Friday, You had the breakfast at 10 a.m. and Ernie Harris, former Black on Black Crime Incorporated president and vice president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Liz, were part of the motorcade that took ballots to the Board of Elections. Then we went inside the AIDS Task Force for a very nice meal provided by Boston Market. BMA had done a 5.5-hour security shift on that day. Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County showed, and many more. Saturday, Black Man's Army did about a 5-hour security shift at the job fair, which brought 400 people out to Greater Abyssinia in Glenville so people can work at the hemp manufacturing plant. Felons are accepted, no work experience welcome, $17 an hour at Hemp Creek. Technologies, health care, daycare provided. Next one will be in October. We'll let you know. And it was interesting because Reverend Cavanaugh, he had inhaled vapor mist from hemp when she said, hey, it's the stalk of the marijuana plant, not marijuana itself. Although, he said it helps the arthritis and glaucoma. Don't ask, but I can say the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, National Action Network, teamed up to help folks get jobs. It was nice on that Saturday. I believe Larry Gardner, Voice of Radio, was there. Rondé the Prophecy. P.S., yeah, hemp does have some salad, cabbage, whatever, traces of weed. But the pastors are providing jobs. For the first time in your life, you need some pastors to step up and do something like that. I also want to, before I go any further, to let people know you can check out on YouTube Joseph P. Motley Jr. Or that's on YouTube, or on YouTube Joseph Motley Jr., which you can find Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook, as well as you can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic or Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. So I'm going to the first phone caller, 216-400. They might say, hey, I'm getting ready for that hemp job. How you doing out there? 216-400. Going once? Going twice? Ooh-wee, sounds like you're really enjoying the hemp job already. Anyway, I know I'm going to get in trouble with Reverend Cavanaugh over that one. Anyway, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceradio.com. And I'm going to tell you what, tomorrow, ooh-wee, if you only knew who was coming on, that might end up being my very last program because it's going to be never trouble. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings on Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe. That's a 44110 area code between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, where the number 1, the number 37, and the number 28 bus passes by. I also want to take the time to say you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc., or you can go straight to the web for blackonblackcleveland.com. I also want to let people know that, if I'm not mistaken, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 196, is this Saturday, October 6th, 1:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, at large room number 136 at East 22nd. You can enter from Chester Euclid Avenue, 1899 Main Classroom Building, DJ Dollar Rock. And you have special guests, Black Man's Army, with at least 10 BMA CD giveaways. Forgotten Voices of Hip Hop, where three wives of hip hop artists, such as Suave Gotti's wife, Mr. Ronnie V, the Unforgiven's wife, Rondé the Prophecy from Alabama, his wife, plus Mama Porter, will have some CD giveaways. Ballhead Fred has knowledge CD and DVD giveaways, plus other items. The Brown Report newspaper will be in effect. Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, the Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher, as well as, I should let people know, congratulations to last Thursday's Woman to Woman Safety Forum at Irving Joe Cafe in East Cleveland, where Twan Billings had women judges and officials dealing with women's safety issues. Women honored men who championed women's cause, and the Zulus escorted the women officials out of the East Cleveland border. That was a very tight thing in itself. And before I go to the 216-543 phone number, tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Lakeside, join the women, Tamir Rice's mother, Samaria Rice, Alicia Kirkman, Brenda Bickerstaff. All three lost a man in their families to violence from police. Brenda Bickerstaff lost her brother, Craig Bickerstaff, Alicia Kirkman. Lost D'Angelo, her son, and of course we know Samaria Rice, who lost Tamir Rice, her son. the 12-year-old. And Pat Needham of Surge, showing up for racial justice, for a press conference about violence from police and a rally. It's a framework, the police commission and consent decree, after Brenda Baker's staff calls to federal judge Simon Oliver to postpone the implementation about 4 weeks ago because of non-public input. So the women put it together at the commission headquarters, and tomorrow, Justice Center, Lakeside entrance by the steps is where that press conference will be. Man, I'm rolling, and before I go to the 216-543 phone number, I just want to take the time and thank everybody who has tuned in. I guess one thing I can do, shameless self-promotion. I said it was shameless, darn it. If you look up on YouTube or on 100-plus digital music sites, just Google in The Sheriff Finality. It's on 100-plus digital music sites. Look soon for more things to come, such as Black House Sounds, 108 Vision, and much more to do the same damn thing. And you can also check out Bang Vision, the video, for it has nothing to do with you, plus more stuff definitely happening soon. So let me go to the 216-543 phone number because you've been so patient. 216-543, how you doing?
Hey, Brother Al, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. What about you?
I'm doing well. This is James Jerome Bell, the 11th Congressional District write-in candidate.
Man, what is happening, man?
Well, I just want to say that when we think of the injustices that plague America and the world, I realize that I must have the courage and strength to fight for the lowly, forgotten, and oppressed. I am and will raise my voice ever so loudly to bring awareness to the plight of the poor, the young, the old, to bring to pass righteousness, justice, and truth to all Americans. I implore like-minded people to get involved in the process of holding government accountable for its actions against our people. Dr. King said that the word wait has almost always meant never. Let us, as honorable citizens, act boldly this day to make America true to what she said on paper, that all men and women are created equal under God. This is James Jerome Bell. Please, if you get a chance, Google me. And remember, it only takes a moment to write in James Jerome Bell for Congress in the 11th District of Ohio for a better day, a new day, and a great day.
Man, I appreciate you as always. May you enjoy the rest of the program, and we look forward to seeing you at many events.
Thank you, kind sir.
No problem. As a matter of fact, one thing I can say is I appreciate information. He just called and gave you some information and let you know how easy it is to write his name in. I do want to stop and let people know I'm just pulling out an 8-foot step ladder from my soapbox because it doesn't take that long for this one. You see, the 8-foot step ladder from my soapbox is 2 weeks ago, and if you go under events, you'll see it there, Al Porter, Man in the Street. But anyway, Man in the Street was captured on a live video, almost 1,000 views so far, as Peter Corrigan was invited to the candidates forum, but he wasn't allowed to speak. So he gave an exclusive interview citing that even the Republican Party, Trump supporters, donated money to the Armand Buttigieg campaign. And Armand's the Democrat. But then again, Corrigan wasn't party supported, but a write-in candidate, apparently for all the right reasons. Now, hold on a second. This is interesting. Armand Buttigieg, and he show up at the East Cleveland Library candidate forum. And now he's traveling alongside Pastor Phillips and Reverend Cavaniss. So here's what Man in the Street did. Instead of just talking about it, we went to be about it. On October the 24th, which is Wednesday, 7,100 Kinsmen. Garden Valley Neighborhood House, 256 capability. 44104 is the area code. 250 seats for voters, which is where Peter Corrigan was basically sent material. Is he man enough to come to the hood where voters dwell? Come on. This is the first. He happens to have the first black or African-American woman campaign manager for such a large race. Think about it. County executive. That's big in his region. So Donna Walker Brown, is she woman enough to bring a client down there? Armand Modish, is he too scared to show? Even though he shouldn't be, because he has two pastors, Pastor Phillips and Reverend Theophilus Cavanaugh. That's right. So you can't when you have the Cleveland clergy. You know, if you have that alliance going on, I don't think that's any way for anybody to be scared. If you have the Cleveland Clergy Coalition and the National Action Network traveling with you, nah, I don't think they're scared. The clock's ticking. East Cleveland Solutions, Black Man's Army, Black Lives Matter, Cleveland, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Eastside News, Broward Board Newspaper, Carl Stokes Brigade, they're on board for this one. So we're going to see what does it all mean. I also want to throw out here that before I do anything else, I should say, because it's very, very weird in the first place, for those who heard about it, and you might not be too certain. You know that Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Euclid NAACP, Refuse Fascism, and others joined up for a rally down in Kent State. Now, Kent State, pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment ralliers at Kent State under Caitlin Bennett, former student and alumni. Well, you know, she had on her graduation photo and other things, and she walked around campus with an AR-10 rifle. Now, here's the thing. She got about 100 people to join her. But she was outnumbered by 400-plus people on the other side. And hold on, though. Here's the question. What was her real motive? See, this straggly-haired trollop, heifer, who claims she wanted gun safety? That's no good, lady, Miss Bennett. Here's what she didn't do. She never petitioned or asked the school to change the policy, according to Dr. Shay Little, Vice President of Kent State Student Affairs. So I'm getting off this step ladder for my soapbox because, let's face it, off of this 5-foot step ladder, why the hell was she doing it except just to be a provocateur of some sorts? Also, I want to give a shout-out to Ernie Harris' 70th birthday celebration, which was last Saturday at the Redeemer on the Avenue with DJ Dollar Rock, as DJ Nate Martin, East Cleveland Council at Large was there, Democratic Ward Club in East Cleveland was there, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, National Action Network, many more. Now, Man in the Street spoke on the 10 years that, you know, I spent under Brother Ernest Harris. I was vice president, and he wasn't selfish. He took the time to teach me so I could become president and a good one. So I just wanted to throw that out there and let folks know that that had happened. Before I play any music, I'm trying to get rid of all kinds of little things here and there. So I think I should tell people, because it makes a little bit of sense, that I am very thankful. If you choose to, this is always a good one. Life Obstacles is just on Saturdays, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 a.m. The Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 a.m. Kent and Angelica, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE, 1490 a.m. And MC Chill Talk, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 a.m. All four under the www.newstalkcleveland.com if you want to hear them live. And I will say you can also check out on Facebook, Friends Fellowship Bible Church, official Hurricane Fang page on Facebook, underrated ENT is a part of his name, and then also the Fred Barkley Live Group on Facebook. Man, I'm getting rid of all of these things so that I don't have to do too much else in a little while. I will take the time to tell people that I love being able to get certain facts out there, because if you don't get the facts out there, You're just not doing too much. So, with that being said, I am thankful. I'm going to send this one out to Brother Ernie Harris. It makes sense. And before I do that, let's throw this out here, too. You can definitely check out WHK 1220 AM, The Word, The Tony Fruit Show, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. What does everybody have in common? Hey, this Eric Magnus song, Bad Man, from Solomon Cain.
Last of the finest, bred to be a monster, man of respect, something like a mobster, break you off proper, serve you with no pity. I cut my teeth on hard times, that's why the G is in me. Surrounded by envy, but you don't want to test this. I got no issue putting a hole where your chest is. I'm cut from a different thing, you just all copycat. I'm unknown, but I'm known worldwide. Copy that, independent grinding, doing what I gotta do. Y'all some labor prostitutes, watch them squeeze it out of you. Run this game I'm about to do, I'm waiting for a handout. And when the big pinata break, you better not have your hand out. I need you to stand out, fitting in. I'm a street king, this hood, I was bone in. Like Brother Lynch, I'm sick made, you new pitch. And I'm made, the realest ever did, it's been hard. Since the sixth grade, you follow trends, I change it up. I study moves, then I bang it up. I'm what the game was, what the game is. You garbage man rappers, y'all on some lame shit. Who you came with? Now all stand down. Street cred 100, it's gonna be man down. And we don't lay around, real than any shit. Got them hands for you, one hit a quitter, man. Out here is cutthroat. Talk loud, that's a fair note. Rappers hang from a tightrope, I'ma make that show. You only work time to see the Sandman. You don't want no drama, bruh. Got a wound, I'm a bad man.
No matter what they tell y'all, classic is never outdated. It's your boy, SK. Every new city nightmare. That's how we do it. OG is gonna ride. Faith is gonna die.
Man, I'm feeling good because I'm able to get rid of a lot of stuff all at one time. So as I go to get rid of some of this stuff, which I feel is very good and accurate, I want to definitely say, yep, this is one of the last things I can get to. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You will also, if you choose to, you can at least definitely, I am a Superwoman Radio on Facebook. She had a nice little interview on Facebook Live this evening at 8 p.m. with a national artist. Also, you can Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio. I believe he's on at 10:30 p.m. tonight. OPN Radio on WeUpRadio.com, which is on Mondays at none other than 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Man, I can't believe I got rid of all of those. That's good. Doing good. Also, people love money. I love money. Everybody loves money. Just can't win this money, but everybody else out there listening can. Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County contest instructions. The challenge of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County spoken word competition, co-sponsored by Community Innovations LLC, is to deliver and record a speech, rap, or poetry in a way that sounds and looks more interesting than your competitors. Videos must be less than 120 seconds. In other words, 2 minutes. All right. The winner of the competition will receive $500 cash. Step one, subscribe to www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com. Okay, www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com. Press contact, scroll down and enter your email address. Press follow. Record your speech, rap, or poetry video. So you just scroll down and enter email address, press follow, record your speech, rap, or poetry video. Email the video to urbanpundit number 2, at gmail.com, urbanpundits2 at gmail.com, before midnight of October 28th. Type the phrase contest video in the subject line. The top 3 videos will be posted on the website. The winning video will be announced on a Tuesday, 5 p.m. on the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show with Al Porter on voiceandradio.com. You must download the MixCloud app or the MixLR app to access Voice and Radio on your smartphone or computer. In order to be eligible to win $500, contestants must subscribe to https://communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com. The first 100 subscribers are automatically entered into a drawing to win $100. Good luck. So you got 2 ways to win. Woo! And also, I want to at least pull this out, because I get a chance to do certain things at different times. So with that being said, I don't want to get in trouble, so I leave the more troubling things alone and just say one of the reasons why the man in the street staff had went with Beverly Goldstein was because one thing for running against Marsh Fudge in the Ohio 11 district, you know, that 16-page book, for lack of a better term, book that she gave away, Fearless, right in Marsha Fudge's face. And in it, she went to teach a lot. And what I'm talking about teaching, giving real facts. One of the facts was that the 13th Amendment that abolished slavery, Republican support was 100%. Democrat support was only 23%. Also, the 15th Amendment, right to vote for all, Republican support 100%, Democratic support 0%. 14th Amendment, gave citizenship to freed slaves, Republican support 94%, Democrat support 0%. It's kind of scary. When you go to another thing, if you look at the 10 poorest cities in America that are below poverty level, Detroit, 32.5%, Buffalo, 29.9%, Cincinnati, 27.8%, Cleveland, 27.0%. Out of the top 10 cities, going all the way from Miami, St. Louis, El Paso, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Newark, none have had a Republican mayor since 1989. That's kind of scary. And then, if you look at the top poorest places in the Buckeye State for 2018, if number 1 is East Cleveland and number 4 is Cleveland, this is very scary on the leadership that we've had from Marsha Fudge so far. Just saying, that's one of the reasons why we had to throw that out there. I also want to say that as we look at somebody else that was like, we liked from the very beginning, Peter Corrigan for county executive. He said it himself, as Calhoun County executive, my commitment to you will be to attack county corruption with auditing and contract overhaul, freeze, reassess, and cap rising property taxes, recognize and reorganize county agencies to help minimize child neglect, hire and purchase within Cuyahoga First, create 30-year strategic plan to help develop key industries, use zero-based budget to generate $32 million reduction in spending, add 32,000 new jobs to the local workforce, simplify county organization and clean up financial discrepancies, eliminate rank privilege and unfair hiring in county positions, and create an ombudsman agency to help to train precinct volunteer committees, one of which you got that idea from Ernest Harris, the former president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. If you want to contact them for more information, you can go to www.CORRIGAN4EXECUTIVE.com. That's just some information on that. There's another couple of things you wanted to know. Hey, why are 2015 and 2017 average home assessments increasing by 3 times more than Social Security annual increases? Now, why are you expected to pay more while the county is deep in a corruption investigation? So, with that being said, that's where we are right now, and I just wanted to let people know that. The one thing you can, if you want to check out anything on Beverly Goldstein, Beverly, number 4, congress.com. That's beverlyforcongress.com. Very interesting things going on. Before I take my break to play a song, I should at least say that, I'll come back and get into some more trouble because now you all left me with the trouble stories that, and I didn't want to get into a lot of trouble, but I just might. So let's hit you up with a nice happy tune, kind of, and we'll be right back for the new CMHA album. This one features Emax, the Image, production and singing. Hey, Big Legs, the remix. Well, all right. Before I go to the 216-820 and the 216-209, this is going to be a real easy one. This is only a 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox. But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was alongside Black Lives Matter Cleveland. Melanated Media News captioned it as we questioned school CEO Eric Gordon being proud, although getting the F for the ninth year in a row. Why does he have this attitude? Maybe it could be because of the wrong priorities. I was got a chance because they had a state of the Cleveland Public School System address where Eric Gordon, apparently, he identifies with some weird history. I'm going to read exactly what he put out, almost verbatim, because he wrote it. But anyway, he, of course, started off, you know, he thanked Mayor Frank G. Jackson for serving a record fourth term as mayor of the great city of Cleveland. And he said, "Thank you, Mayor Jackson, for your vision and your continued strong leadership of Cleveland's plan for transforming schools." Now, as I jump down here real quick, one of the things he said was, I'm sure you've heard the expression, Rome wasn't built in a day. James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, uses this famous phrase about the Roman Empire in his counseling of athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs, helping them not to lose sight of their potential as they work hard to continuously change and improve. To encourage them to keep the faith and stay the course, he reminds them Rome wasn't built in a day, but they were laying bricks every hour. The problem, he says, is that it can be really easy to overestimate the importance of building an empire and to underestimate the importance of simply laying another brick. Of course, Rome wasn't built in a day or a year or even 6 years. In truth, Rome was built hour by hour, day by day, year by year, by continuously laying bricks one after another until slowly but surely an empire emerged. Now, what he said was, then that's when the CEO added in his own thoughts and said, it's true. We're not done. We haven't arrived, you know, at our goal. And yes, we still have a long way to go. But like Rome, the Cleveland plan is the result of a vision. As with the Romans, the bricks we've laid hour by hour, day by day, year by year, are the system we are designing and putting in place to achieve our dream. Now, I would think that if I ever got out there and said I'm laying a plan like the Romans did, I would hope if I ever used that language, I would hope that Black House Sounds operatives, the CEO, Mr. Powers, or Mr. Motley, founder, would look and say, what the hell are you talking about? I would hope that if I said, hey, I'm leading Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the same way the Romans built up the empire, I would hope some of the ones in that organization would pick me up and pitch me out kind of like Uncle Phil pitched Jazz. Why? Well, Rome caught fire, fool. Caesar stabbed in the back. Rome crucified Jesus, a.k.a. Yahshua, the Messiah. You used flawed logic in history. Wait. We are like Romans? That's basically what you're saying, Eric Gordon. We're like Romans. 9 years of an F grade. 9 years. Shoot. They took over East Cleveland schools because of 2 years of F's. The East Cleveland School Board should sue the state of Ohio on grounds that the Cleveland Public Schools had 9 years of F's. They even had levies. And now they just can't tell history. Damn. I'm going to 216-820, who's going to probably tell me, damn it. If you'd have built your show like the Romans did, you'd be more successful. I'm going right to 216-820. How you doing out there?
I'm doing all right. You say that about yourself, then it'll be substantial that way. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I try to tell people. You know what I mean? It's up to you what you label your own self as when it comes to your own. When it comes to, you know what I'm saying, doing your own, knowing yourself and doing your own thing, you know what I'm saying, you have your own formidable opinion of your own self, you know what I'm saying? So, on the other hand, but that's not why I'm really calling. What I am calling about is to remind everybody, you know what I'm saying, to log on to YouTube. Log on to Joseph Miles Jr. on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? You will see latest videos with the latest songs up there, as well as Mr. Powers. If you go ahead and type in Carl Powers the Third solo, what will you see? You will see my song Delete Obsolete pop up. You can also check out the Bankroll joint that is also up there with Delete Obsolete. So once again, and also, don't forget to be posted, you know what I mean, for more info on Black House Sound when it comes to the music, the shows, because it don't stop. And I recommend that no artist in Cleveland should stop doing what they're doing, no matter what their style is. So to all the viewers and listeners that's out there, and everybody out there that's doing their thing, please keep on doing your thing, because I'm going to keep on encouraging you to do your thing. Because at the end of the day, we don't do this for fun. We do this to actually fulfill an obligation, and that's put Cleveland on the map, and that's what it's about. But in order to do that, they got to look in the right direction, which is why myself, as the CEO, is more about the youth when it comes to an open mic night, because the youth is the future of tomorrow. I'll say it one more time. They are the future of tomorrow. So Mr. Powers. This is Mr. Powers from Black House Sound. Shouts out to all the Black House Sound members. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my brother, Joseph Molly Jr., who is the founder of Black House Sound. And I would also sincerely like to thank everyone that has worked with us, that is currently working with us, and I just look forward to seeing more in the future from all artists in Cleveland, because at the end of the day, Cleveland is on top. And oh yeah, before I get off the phone, I just want to let it be known, yes, everybody across America said that in yesterday's football game, yes, we got robbed. We were cheated. And that's not coming from Cleveland. That's coming from across the country. You know what I mean? So bottom line is, regardless for how much they cheat, it's going to always remind, you know what I'm saying, how corny as it sounds, that Cleveland rocks. And we're going to keep on rocking with this. So once again, this is Mr. Powers from Black House Sound. Shouts out to all the groups that are also doing things like Black Odyssey. Keep on doing your thing. Man, I swear to God, just tell them haters to keep praying. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a good, that was a nice song, but man, I'm telling you right now, y'all boys, y'all keep on going. You know what I mean? I love it. So much love to all the groups and much love to everyone else. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. One love, I'm out.
No problem, man. There we go. And before I get to that, 216209. Wow, I only want to at least just take a little bit of time. It won't be that long at all. They say you're saying that you're guilty of something, which opens the door for either more charges down the line or accusations of anybody who wants to get your money. And not just women. If you want proof, remember Michael Jackson pleaded definitely a no contest to pay some money to molest the child? Yep, and what happened? Another parent wanted to charge Mike Jackson for molesting their kid. And what happened when Michael Jackson came back and fought and won, stood on top of a car in a Captain Crunch outfit? How many parents came out after that before he passed? Not too many. Because he felt he was innocent, and he was like, I can't take anything else. I don't know about Kavanaugh's guilt or innocence, or even Clarence Thomas, but the difference is they still maintain their damn innocence. And I know people who did jail time for a crime they didn't do. Royal Sailor, set free. After years, worked alongside with his fiance and family. How about the East Cleveland 3 set free? Ended up having to get money from the system. But if they'd copped to a deal, some of which they'd still been sitting there right now, and it had just been another nigga gone. You know, on top of it, I don't know what else to say about Cosby, because I'm not going to go all out on him, but I do remember Mr. Nasty Lude, Brother Quaaludes, was married at the time that he got himself into a whole lot of situations.
At that time, I remember him bashing rap. I remember him siding with a Korean store owner who shot a child in the back for stealing a piece of cake and said, oh, the child shouldn't have stolen cake. Nah. He didn't add that laugh to it. But there were some things that happened, even when he spoke at Harvard, got on black folks so much that the school looked at each other and said, damn, Cos. So my thing is, if you're going to be just no deals, I'm going to go to the 216209, who's probably going to tell me, damn it, he should have took the deal. He should have took it, and you don't know what you're talking about. Hey, quit hating. The man wears better sweaters than you. 216209, you're on live. How you doing?
Oh, man, you know what? I'm going to leave that Bill Cosby thing right there where that's at, brother. I'm going to just leave it right there. I mean,
okay.
It's been enough on that.
I got you. What's happening?
Oh, man. It's so much going on. Right now I'm in the process of editing Goldie's video, Dance Moves. I'm doing two videos at once. That and I'm doing a performance video for Paywall and Max Spit right now in the
Wow.
Just keeping the ball rolling, you know, running my own business at a shoe shine stand with my partner right here, Honesty Blade. I mean, everything is going well. I'm blessed, highly favored. I'm thankful that the creator allowed me to be able to just put forth and do the things that I could do to also bless others. So with that being said, return the blessings. Shout out to Black House Sounds. Thank you for listening. If you've seen the video, thank you for watching.
Right.
Go to YouTube, type in BLAQODESSYTV, and everything should come up. From the videos that we put out 2 weeks ago all the way to the songs we did years ago. So we also got stuff on That Piss, Get Right Music, and Django Radio as well. 24-hour station that plays our music nonstop, and we got a song on rotation in that.
Nice.
So we're doing a lot. Please bear with us with the music that we getting ready to come up and come out with. Black Odyssey. You know what it is. We got to keep it going, keep it moving.
Appreciate that. For real. And, hey, definitely send a shout out to Honesty Blade. And you all just keep doing what you're doing.
We sure will, Brother Al. Thank you so much for having us.
No problem. No problem as they go back on hold. I'm going to at least, if nothing else, I want to take the time to just say that one of the reasons why the people at this show, the staff, said, hey, Lon Cherie D. Billingsley for Cuyahoga Common Pleas Court Judge, not only coming from solutions to other functions, experience, current, assistant Cuyahoga County prosecutor, criminal trial lawyer, civil litigation attorney, juvenile delinquency, juvenile justice unit, family law unit, definitely affiliations with the Hispanic Bar Association, West Shore Bar Association, Cleveland Metropolitan Bar Association, Norman S. Minor Bar Association, VP, Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association, Cleveland Martial Law Alumni Association, lives in Cleveland's Ward 1 in the family home that she purchased with a 9-year-old daughter, member of the Consumer Affairs Advisory Board for the City of Cleveland, and on top of that, like the people on the staff here told me, I better not let that race go because the opponent right now is somebody by the name of John P. O'Donnell, who's the jackass judge who let Brillo off on 137 shots on a technicality. He said, well, we're not, yeah, he kind of did a lot wrong, but we're not sure which bullet did what. And on top of that, there's a bunch of folks doing something wrong, and he's a hero on top of it. So with that being said, You figure out who the judge should be on that one. I'm going to 216-702. Probably somebody calling to tell me, hey, lay off Judge John P. O'Donnell. Brillo was a hero. 216-702, you're on live. How you doing out there?
What's up, Al? This is the General. I'm calling to say keep the fire on him. I'm down with the next judge to come and plead, Ms. Billingsley. And I wish her all the luck, and I hope all the black women pull together and let's get her in office. If we say we was discouraged and pissed off about 137 shots, then it's time for us to put somebody that looks like us, lives with us, and listens to us. Let's go, Billingsley.
Ooh, and what else would you like to say this evening?
Well, I was on 1490, and I asked the question to Armand Bootis, will there be a debate at the City Club? And he didn't give me an answer, so I know he ain't coming to the Garden Valley neighborhood house. So
wait a minute.
You get a better response from me.
Mm-hmm. In other words, let's throw this out of here. Go ahead.
And his response to me when I asked about the City Club was it's going to be a debate at the Cleveland.com, and I could have swore that was an interview for an endorsement. So apparently he ain't coming out to see us, and he got the black preachers on lockdown, so they around here lying for him, and instead of them going in the back door, now they going in the front and getting this block grant money and all these county programs. So they just done sold the community out. Go Peter J. Corrigan if you want change.
Okay, so at least now that I'm hearing it from you, before I get off the line, that means October 24th, Peter J. Corrigan will be coming to the Garden Valley neighborhood house that feeds over thousands of people per month right on 71st and Kinsman. That's what you let us all know.
Definitely. Peter J. Corrigan will be there at 6 o'clock, and he'll stay to 8 if anybody got any questions for him. He'll be there because I don't expect Armand to show up. Maybe some of the black creatures will come, but I don't expect Armand. That's too much in the hood.
But Peter, I'm confirming it on
Man on the Street. Peter J. Corrigan will be at the Garden Valley neighborhood house for the debate. And if Armand don't show up, he'll be there to talk to the community.
I appreciate you for hitting us up with that information. And I thank you so much. Definitely feel free to hold a line. Because one thing that I think I better do right now is, hey, I'm just thankful when certain things come up and happen. I want to thank everybody who constantly tunes in. One thing that you definitely have to keep doing, since that love was shown in, I got to, since it was called by name, I'll be right back after this to tell you which council person is a dumb son of a... Anyway, I need this song to help keep me on track. It was requested... Keep praying, Black Odyssey. I'll be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
Now, as supplies last, I will have this month's Brown Report or this particular issue at the Hip Hop Workshop, as well as the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, where when you turn on the inside of it, you see such names and people as Kimberly F. Brown, Art McCoy, hey, man in the street, Donald Walker Brown. And as I go to page 6, it's a flashback. Compliments of the Scene magazine reprinted with permission, which was from 9/26/2017, based on some things that happened in 2005. And the Scene magazine said, for lack of a better term, Joe Jones is one dumb son of a bitch. Just ask his lawyer. During his days on city council, he spent the bulk of his time shaking down businesses, mooching bribes in exchange for not putting up obstacles, and raising funds for his fictional Little League team. Here was a guy destined to get caught, but unlike the legion of public officials nabbed in corruption probes this year, which would have been the 2005 era, Jones at least knew how to make his stupidity entertaining. During his first trial for taking kickbacks from former Mayor Mike White's bagmen, Ricardo Timmer and Nate Gray, Jones' attorney launched the most comedic defense of the year. Given the councilman's utter worthlessness at City Hall, the barrister argued no one could possibly be dumb enough to bribe him. Call it the imbecile defense. Anyway, Jones may have been stealing the city blind, but his gift for unintentional satire was stand-up comedy at its finest. Now, 13 years later, wow. On Monday, September the 10th, boy, I like the people I'm around. They always throw out facts. Anyway, September 10th, 2018, members of the Black Women's Commission of Cuyahoga County, which would be called BWCCC for short, attended the Cleveland City Council meeting as scheduled. Ward 1 councilperson Joe Jones told Marchionette Daniels, the 9-year-old who was murdered, Sanaya's mom, and the BWCCC that he would be introducing legislation for a secondary signage in September 2018 in memory of Sanaya Nicholson. The signage would also serve as a reminder to everyone about the consequences of guns and teen violence, where Sanaya was killed on Wednesday, June 20th by a stray bullet during a teen dispute. Now on Monday, September 10th, Marva Patterson, a member of BWCCC and the Carl Stokes Brigade, asked councilperson Joe Jones if he was going to present the signage for Sanaya that evening, and Jones asked Patterson, who was she to ask him something like that? Jones told Patterson that he would not support the signage because he never received petitions. Jones further said, what petitions? Now, in a separate conversation, Jones then told Kimberly F. Brown that he would not be putting the sign up because she ran against him in the last election. So it looks like Councilman Jones is using this position as a bullpen. Basically, what Kimberly F. Brown and some other staff members thought was that he was basically having perhaps a temper tantrum, and he should be ashamed of himself to have no compassion where Daniel's daughter was killed in our neighborhood, and rather than do what's right, he'd rather be a political bully. What harm is it to place a secondary sign on Cloverside and Lee Road, or a plate on Lee between Westview and Cloverside on the small region of the business district? So they would probably call the way Sinai's way. So 10 a.m. Wednesday, E6th, Lakeside, it looks like the City Hall steps, possible press conference. You can look in and see what else might be happening with that, if that will be the follow-through and how they plan on it, and what else might be happening in regards. I just invite people to stay cautious, stay aware. Anything else come up, I'll put some of those flyers and everything else on my personal page for Facebook. I've reported JR period with a profile of a sheriff's hat, or just Facebook, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. I'll put it there as well. Even the Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook page. Make sure to do that. I thank you all for tuning in. Let's support each other. Stay blessed. Let's keep rolling. Peace.